recording of part of BBC Radio 4 programme, broadcast on November the 17th, 1967.
Now, New Worlds, this week's edition of a magazine of discovery and invention. Gerald Leach is going to introduce it.
Now, here's an Isn't Electronics Wonderful story. Question. If you're working amid deafening noises, you've got to stuff something...
...the area of the Explosives Research and Development Establishment at Waltham Abbey, and a few feet away is a pile of sandbags into which somebody's going to fire a 9mm Sterling gun now. Well, that was a pretty loud noise, but I didn't hear it quite like that. Coming through the headset, which I'm wearing, it sounded more like this. That was a great deal less painful. With me is Mr. Roy Fisher, a section leader who led the group which developed the Air Defender, which I'm wearing now. Mr. Fisher, through it, the sound of your voice, for instance, sounds very much as it would normally if I wasn't wearing it. Now, how do you manage to cut down the noise of a blast without cutting out the noise of the normal human voice?
This is done by incorporating into each of the earpieces you have over your ears a microphone, an amplifier and an earphone, which is so designed that up to a certain noise level, the noise will be transmitted at unity gain. In other words, you hear the same noise in your ear as is outside the headset. But above this, this amplifier will cut off.
Would it be true to say, do you think, that wearing your headset you'd be safe from practically any noise you can think of?
Pretty well, yes. If the noise would hurt your eardrums through that headset, then I don't suppose your body would survive too well either, so it wouldn't really matter.
What sort of uses do you think it might be put to, apart from the obvious military ones?
Well, anywhere where you're likely to get sudden loud noises, perhaps predicted or perhaps unpredicted, for instance in the boiler yard where they're doing riveting. The riveting noise is very loud and uncomfortable, but it's not on all the time, and when it's not on, you want to talk to the man to tell him to hold the rivet or to do something, and such a place would be quite a good place to use it.
I take it that the microphone is not selective. That's to say that when there is a loud noise going on constantly for some time, you can't at the same time hear the human voice.
No, it won't do that. This device is essentially for a situation where the sound is intermittent and you want to hear ordinary speech when there is no loud sound. For a loud continuous noise, the earmuff will give you protection, of course, but you can't carry on a conversation.
Do you hope that this is something you might go further into?
We have considered this. If you have a situation where there is a noise of a particular frequency, it may be possible to screen this frequency out by selective circuitry so that this particular frequency would be attenuated and normal speech frequencies wouldn't be, but it would have to be, in effect, made for the situation.
One wonders why this kind of thing hasn't been done before, in fact. It seems a fairly late date to get around to it.
Yes, this may be one of those devices which is so simple that you think, well, why didn't I think of that? It's so easy. I think perhaps all good inventions are like this, so simple.
Are they fairly costly, these earsets?
Well, they are being manufactured by a local manufacturer. The number you want, of course, would affect the price, but the present price is around about £30 each. But, of course, only a few dozen have been made. If 1,000 were wanted, then undoubtedly the price may be lowered.
Is it possible for you to say that it will be made in large quantities for the forces?
Well, we don't really know, but they're having trials at the moment. Various medical authorities and military authorities are putting these things through fairly extensive trials with various weapons and under various conditions, and we are hoping to get all this information back, and then this will then give us a far better idea as to its future.
Derek Parker talking to Mr. Roy Fisher.
Recording of part of BBC Radio 4 programme. Recording of part of BBC Radio 4 programme. Recording of part of BBC Radio 4 programme. Recording of part...